This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're studying the day, and the day upon us is Thursday. Already Thursday. Can you believe it, Victoria? Thursday, May 20th.
This week has felt long.
Has it?
Yes.
Not to me. They seem to be zipping by the time.
It's all the activity on the farm.
Yeah, that could be. Well, activity in general. Just lots going on. Lots of things. And I know that it's unusual because many people feel like the time is heavy. And they ask because they don't have anything to do. They can't, you know, if they've lost a job or they don't really know what the focus is, or they can't go back to work yet, all that sort of thing. It's been, you know, we were talking earlier about the toll all this has taken the last 3 or 4 months on people and the direct impact versus the indirect impact. And I'm just going to now focus on health alone because I think there are so many other things. I'm a great believer in the spirit-mind-body connection, as you know, and how people who are down in the dumps, that weighs on their mental capacity. And if you don't feel good physically, it's because your head's usually not screwed on right. And you see all of these things happening, more strokes because of people, heart disease, heart attacks, AFib, you know, you name it. These sorts of things are piling up because people are, they're worried they're going to get sick. And what people don't realize is if the thoughts are things, if you worry you're going to get sick, you're probably going to get sick. So don't put your, and it's easier said than done, no question about it. All the, especially being hammered day in and day out with stats like the CDC and the antibody tests and whether they're accurate or they aren't accurate. So what's the latest is we'll follow that. Does it make a difference to get the test?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a really good question because this test is not, unless you're in, I want to say California or New York, the antibody test is not covered by insurance and it's not free. So unless you, unless you want to try to submit it to your health insurance company, I think they're not obligated to pay for it. And it's an expensive test. It can go anywhere from $100 up to $175 depending on where you are. So this new information, and you may see the antibody test trending across various news sources. The reason it's trending is not a good reason. It's because new studies are showing that it's only got a 50% accuracy rate. So people who are moving beyond getting tested for the, you know, for COVID, which I got tested last week and I was negative, but the next step is people are saying, well, I'm just going to go and get tested for the antibody. And if you have the antibody, the theory behind it, and it is still just a theory, but the theory is that you will have some sort of immunity that's already been built up and established in your body. Now, we have no idea if that's even true. We have no idea because people get the flu over and over, and there's no, you know, there's,
right.
And there are a lot of things that you can get over and over. So we don't really know. There's so much to be learned about this virus still. But if you are thinking about paying for an antibody test, you might want to save your money because if they're saying that 50% of the time they're not accurate, they're bringing a lot of false positives, which is extra bad news because people may get a false positive and say, oh, I've got the antibody. So now I don't have to wear the mask and I don't have to wash my hands and I don't have to social distance. I'm immune. And that's the real danger in getting a false positive. And so the CDC now has changed their guidelines saying that the tests should not be used to determine immune status in individuals until the presence, durability, and duration of immunity is established, meaning until we really know much more about how this virus affects the people who have had it. And we know that there are some pretty serious complications for people who have had it, who have recovered. Inflammation is still a big problem in their organs. We're seeing a lot of blood clots. A lot of blood clots are happening. And so these are people who have had the virus, survived, and but are still dealing with a lot of secondary issues. So the bottom line is, until they get a more accurate antibody test, I would say save your money. I was thinking about getting one until I saw this study, and I thought, why am I going to spend $175? I didn't have the virus. I didn't test positive for it. But, you know, maybe I had it in the past, maybe I didn't, I don't know. But I think at this point it's probably better to just save the money.
Yep. All right, so the tests, not accurate. Item number one. Other things, there are a lot of people who are trying to figure out, and this is maybe a part of us maturing, in a manner of speaking, going through the changes, especially if you live alone. If you've been tested positive to sort of go to the next step here for the virus, or you have the symptoms, a lot of people are just, you know, staying home. They're staying away so that they don't spread it to other people. And if you have it, you need to wait, what, 10 days, 14 days, something along
they
that line?
They say if you test positive that you should be quarantined for 14 days as long as you have no fever and no other symptoms. And then after the 14 days, again, it's a guess. You know, they say that, you know, you can go back out into the world. But the problem is you're the most contagious within the first 5 days of infection. And usually in those first 5 days, people are mostly asymptomatic. So that's part of the big problem. That's why it's important to wear a mask. You don't know when you get it. You can get it at any moment. You can walk into a crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you can take a test on, you know, I took a test last Thursday and did the drive-thru swab thing. It's really easy and it's free. And so I did that, but then I went into the Rite Aid to go shopping. I could have picked up the virus inside the store after I just did the swab.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You never know when you're going to get it, and you don't know exactly how you're getting it. So contact tracing has helped, I think, isolate certain people and certain groups because, you know, we heard about those clusters that were happening, the Biogen firm that's near you in your town.
Yep.
We know that that's a hotbed. That was a source. We know that that rabbi in Westchester, like, or the lawyer, I should say, but he was part of a Jewish group. And so we know that he was the one that was patient zero, basically. So there are certain cases where we know through contact tracing, which is why Michael Bloomberg has spent like $75 million on coming up with that program, which is really helpful. But beyond that, you know, you just don't know when you get it and how long you're contagious and how long you're walking around with it. That is the reason that we wear a mask, so you don't give it to someone who's vulnerable.
Well, then there are those who say, yeah, that's the thing. And I guess the beauty of this is that we're hearing different things, and so that may be the beauty of discussion and ferreting out what the real truth is or what the real facts are, but yet it's confusing because one doctor, for example, on this program, we have two doctors that regularly participate in conversation, both here and in the weekend show Good Day Health. So Dr. Ken says the sort of traditional things, and that masks included in that, and the distancing, whereas Jack says, no, the mask is bad for you. It could be, anyway, because you're breathing out all of that stuff. You could be breathing it back in again and
but
just reinfecting yourself.
But it's already in your body, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't breathe out a virus. I think what Jack was talking about, in some cases people have passed out, and I understand that because you can hyperventilate. And it's if you're wearing a very thick mask and you're exerting yourself, which no one should, but I understand in some cases it's very difficult to breathe. I can't wear the cloth thick mask because I have asthma and it's just too hard to walk and talk and breathe. So, but I've been wearing the medical masks that they use in hospitals. And that is very easy to breathe through. I have no issue with that whatsoever. And it's very comfortable. It's not like the N95 mask, which is very uncomfortable. But I've had no issue with that. And, you know, like Governor Cuomo's been saying, if you need any shred of proof or evidence that the masks work, he has been talking about this for over a week now. He said when they tested all the frontline workers, hospital workers, nurses, you know, anybody in hospitals who've been dealing with COVID patients, he expected them to have the highest rates of infection. They turned out to have the lowest rates, and the reason is they all wear the same mask. It's the number one thing. You would expect doctors and nurses and hospital people to have the highest rates of that virus, and they have the lowest. And the only thing that they're doing that's different from the rest of the world is they wear a mask every single time. That's, for me, that's pretty science-based. Like, that's enough evidence to tell me wherever I'm going, my husband and I are, if we're out in public, we're going to be wearing masks.
Well, that's what I feel comfortable doing as well. I'm not comfortable with a mask because I think they're all pretty uncomfortable. but I'm comfortable adhering to that portion of the rules. And when I have people visit my farm over the weekend to see the animals and talk to the calves and all that stuff and have some ice cream, I'm going to maintain that they have to have a mask on. The social distancing is important, like we do now. We're doing tours back again on the farm starting this weekend, but instead of having 40 people on the wagon to go through the farm, I'm only going to allow 10. And you can sit at the picnic tables if you want to, but you can only, you know, you've got to distance yourself.
Yeah.
And use some common sense and be thoughtful of other people. There's so much thoughtlessness that's a part of this. You'd be, you're not here alone. You're not by yourself. And if you're isolated, okay, yeah, I get that. But there is, there's just more to this. And it's about,
well,
I don't
also
even like
check in on
social
people.
Responsibility.
You know,
yeah.
Check in and say, how are you doing? You know,
many more people live alone now than ever.
Yep, and we have, you know, single friends that we check in. We do a Zoom every week just to say, hey, look, you know, we know this is difficult. You know, this is tough. Yeah. And if you're home alone, you're working from home. If you're lucky to still be working, and then you're working from home, you're not seeing anyone. You know, and it is very lonely, and that can set in, and it's very depressing for a lot of people. So it's just a really good time to check in on your neighbors, check in on your friends and family, anybody you know who's living alone. It's a good time to check in and actually ask them, how are you feeling? You know, like really talk about how they're mentally doing, because it's important to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're asking, they don't care about how you are. They want to be able to talk about how they are. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Talking sometimes, listening is more important than talking. But whatever, contact is what Victoria is underscoring here. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. Man, there isn't a day that goes by, and hasn't been for months now, that people aren't focused on the sickness, on the disease, and important things to remember or to learn about your health, especially your immune system. And so weight is certainly a problem that we talk about here. I mean, I put a couple of different things together here that may be helpful. And one of them has to do with vitamin D. These are the two things that have become priorities for me and a lot of folks I know who are making sure they don't get the COVID. Getting down to ideal body weight, not being overweight, because 78% of the people who have this are way overweight. So lose the weight, number one. And if you put weight on during the course of all this, eating all the pizza. Did you see that thing today, Victoria? The pizza and pasta wars, and how the business of the pizza store and the pasta business has gone through the roof.
Because
they're comfort food.
I've contributed to it.
Yes, but they also are going to make you fat. So know that and counter it. If you need to feel good, here's a way for you to feel good. Let's go to toploss.com and participate in our deal with them. Calitrin is the source of weight loss. I guess that it's productive when you're trying to lose weight to see results, but they don't happen overnight. The safe ones don't happen overnight. In terms of the Top Loss deal, you need to take about 3 to 6 months, really stay on the program, and therefore lose the weight. Simple. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin, the stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off. Use the code DJV for savings on shipping and to get the buy three and get three free. Three is the regular price, three free, so you're getting basically a BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. Now, with regard to vitamin D and how that is a solution to this problem as well, you need to be at ideal body weight, and you really need to have enough vitamin D in your system. That's all kinds of professors of health and epidemiologists, you name it, the doctors who are focused on vitamin D. It's a fat-soluble compound, and you get it from food or supplementation. Best supplement that I know of is Purity, and you get the PurityD.com website. Buy it now, $19.95 for a month's supply of advanced vitamin D. PurityD.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Felix Cavaliere, lead singer, Victoria, for the Rascals. They were first known, when this was a hit, as the Young Rascals. So here we have our Throwback Thursday portion of the program. Every hour during this portion of the program, we have a focus on musicians, music, and I'm good enough to grace you with my knowledge of music. From the way back
so
years.
So good to grace us with your knowledge. Boy, this is like the humble brag show today, I guess.
There you go. This is Good Lovin'.
I love this song, but I don't know if I know any other songs that they did.
Really?
I can't think of it.
Well, they did it both under the name of the Young Rascals, and then they called themselves the Rascals, and then it was Felix Cavaliere and the Rascals. There's a guy from, he's from Brooklyn, or Queens. He was the
did
guy
they
playing
have
the
other
organ.
Hits?
Yeah, they did. As a matter of fact. And now that you asked me that question, it has gone right out of my mind. However, as we are listening to the number four song, we're going through the top five songs from this week in 1966. That was the second hit for the Young Rascals. I'll give you the rest of them in a moment. Number four belonged to a group of young musicians from, I think, Juilliard. These were very proficient musicians, and they decided to do some pop music and have some fun, and they did, under the label The Lovin' Spoonful. Number four this week, did you ever have to make up your mind? Go ahead.
Say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes.
This sounds very like hippie, trippy, right?
Oh yeah.
Is that what their vibe was?
It's a drug. There were plenty of drug references. This was just before Woodstock, you know, and that was a really good time for that sort of thing. All right, so to go back to the Rascals, Good Lovin' is another one of their hits. Groovin' is one of their big hits. How Can I Be Sure is a big hit. A Beautiful Morning is a big hit. People Gotta Be Free. That is a fabulous song. If you don't know that, we should focus on that.
A Beautiful Morning, like the one that's on all the TV commercials? That song?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good song.
It is a good song. Number three from this week in 1966, The Stones. Oh, what a fabulous pop tune this is. Paint It Black. It's just so great watching them sing, dance around the stage. Mick running around like a crazy
this
man.
This is my favorite era of the Stones. 60s Stones is my favorite.
60, I agree. Yep, right. Now, but the focus, when it comes, again, going back to the Love and Spoonful and the psychedelic stuff, I remember the label that it was a cycle. They were on, I'm trying to remember, the pink label. I do remember that. I'll think about it in a second, but they had the same label as the Mindbenders did, and this is another sort of one of those druggy songs, subtle druggy songs, called A Groovy Kind of Love, number two. English group.
You're gonna laugh. I thought this was a Phil Collins song.
Really?
He covered this point in the 80s. It was a huge hit, and it gets played still.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there was an original Groovy
this
kind of
song. This is the original. By the Mindbenders. Number one, couple of weeks at number one, Percy Sledge yells it out. When a man loves a woman, you can't keep him down. Crank this up, Phil, will you? Who doesn't know this song? You know the song, Victoria, right?
This is a Michael Bolton song. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I did know that this was Percy Sledge.
There you go.
Michael Bolton did have a huge hit with it.
Yeah, he's horrible. Who wants that? Percy Sledge, number one this week, 1966, 28 after the hour.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 100,000 people in the United States have now died from coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying nearly 1.7 million Americans have tested positive for it. Worldwide, 5.6 million have tested positive, and more than 352,000 have died. Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggesting that both major party conventions should not be held as planned this summer because of the continued pandemic.
I don't think there's anyone who would say that tens of thousands of people should come together for a political convention, no matter how great an ego trip it is for somebody.
That was seen as a thinly veiled reference to the president's push for North Carolina's Democratic governor to declare this week that the Republican event planned for August in Charlotte would not be forced to reduce capacity. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
The Trump administration saying from its point of view it can't certify Hong Kong's political autonomy from China any longer, a move that could trigger some sanctions against China from the USA. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's officially notified Congress that Hong Kong is, in effect, no longer autonomous from mainland China. Pompeo is required under a law granting Hong Kong special trading status to certify that it retains a degree of freedom and independence from China under the One Nation, Two Systems arrangements. It's been in effect since 1997, when Britain placed its former colony under Chinese rule. But after the Chinese Communist Party last week proposed a far-reaching new security law targeting pro-democracy protesters and foreign influences in Hong Kong, Pompeo told Congress he could no longer certify the city's autonomy.
And despite Republican opposition, lawmakers in the U.S. House made history yesterday, taking the first vote by proxy. Lawmakers voted on a bipartisan bill about human rights abuses by China against a Muslim minority there. Around 70 Democrats took part in the proxy voting, even as a Republican lawsuit is trying to stop it and will continue to challenge that method of voting. The rules change was greenlit by the Democratic majority over concerns with the continuing coronavirus pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here we go, baby! Aha! Driving into your life on this Thursday, the 28th of May. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. You know, one of the things that's happening, Victoria, more people are listening at home, so there's a big surge of interest in people buying radios. And you
really
can't find them. Yeah! Radio, a lot of people use their devices to listen, or they hook it into Alexa, or whatever some of those other things are.
Stream online, yeah.
Yeah, right, you can do that. But there are those people who really want to listen to have that impact, because it is, essentially, it was a radio show. So can we find it on the radio? And the car listening in the radio, that has been sort of in the, even some car manufacturers, I think Tesla, didn't they take radios out of their cars? You can just,
I don't know.
Find the shows, yeah, really. So anyway, thank you for being interested in what's going on. Well, one of the things about this program is that we follow things that are all American, and there's nothing more all American than the shuttle, or at least the space program. A lot of people call it the shuttle program. because that's how it became known, but it is the space program. Yesterday was to be a significant day, but didn't turn out that way. And you had some eerie feelings, you said, Victoria, about why it was a good thing that that launch of the SpaceX with the two astronauts up to the International Space Station didn't take place.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to. I was watching it on one of the channels I have on YouTube TV is NASA, and so it was this beautiful image of the rocket powering up and, you know, the astronauts inside. It was just, you know, it was, when I first tuned in, it was very exciting because I like watching those types of launches.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened. Like, I'm not psychic. I'm not clairvoyant or anything like that.
We're all a little psychic.
I believe that. I just had a very weird, dark feeling that it wasn't going to go well. And at 4:17, it was supposed to launch at 4:33. At 4:17 yesterday afternoon in Florida, they called it off because of the because of bad weather. I was actually relieved. Now it's been postponed to Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Weather permitting again. We will have about a 50% chance of thunderstorms here in New Jersey. I'm not sure if that extends all the way down the coast, but I know Bertha, Tropical Storm Bertha, has been making some misery for people in South Carolina and North Carolina. But, yeah, so it was, it must be, my heart kind of broke for the astronauts, though, because can you imagine the adrenaline
that
you have pumping,
yeah. Yes.
And then,
yeah.
You know, less than 10 minutes or a little, 12 minutes before you're supposed to launch, they call it off. And then you have to get out of the thing and get out of the suit, which, by the way, the new suits are very cool looking. Did you see them?
Yes. They're
really
much
cool
more
looking.
Modest than in size and shape than the early astronauts. The stuff they had to wear made them look like space creatures. Mostly, but now
these are very sleek and very cool looking. Phil and I were just talking off the air about it, and our producer, I said, you know, he said they look like stormtroopers, and I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. They look like something out of Star Wars. But this is the SpaceX, which is Elon Musk of Tesla fame. This is his space company teaming up with NASA for the first time. Both of the astronauts are going to go to the International Space Station, and we believe they're going to be there for a few months. That is the that'll be the schedule.
They'll still be there when Tom Cruise flies up to do the next movie.
Yeah.
And that's a reality. You know,
but before this happened, I don't know if you saw any of it, but Air Force One with President Trump on it did a flyby, and so before they landed, they went over, which is restricted airspace, but obviously if you've got clearance, you can do it.
Right.
So they sort of circled around and to get a better view of what the launch would look like. I don't know if he stayed overnight. I thought I saw something that he was back on Air Force One this morning, but I'm not sure if maybe when they realized it wasn't going to happen.
Stayed overnight, just went down to Palm Beach and spent the night down there, you mean?
Maybe, yeah.
That could be. The other competitor here, I think we started talking about this yesterday with John Harper. One of the things that's going on is there's the competition. It used to be between Boeing and Lockheed Martin and a couple of the other big contractors for making space hardware. And now it seems to be down to Elon Musk and what he's building into the SpaceX and what Boeing is doing, because they have a huge contract with NASA to build a couple of other rockets to do a couple of other things. And so, you wonder where Boeing has kind of got a tarnished name in the last year or so because of the 737. We haven't certainly talked more about that, but I would doubt, certainly I was talking to somebody, I'm trying to remember what airline it was yesterday. It wasn't American, but they're all about the same. Three-quarters of the fleets of all these airlines are sitting on the ground, sitting in the desert someplace. They've all been flown off. Some of them are sitting in hangars at some of the lesser used airports around the country. But they got so many planes, and they're all sitting on the ground. You go to a major airport, and you look around, it looks like a ghost town. Because there's nobody flying. I got to go to L.A. in a couple of weeks, and I'm more comfortable about doing it now than I was a couple of weeks ago. But still thinking about what that experience is going to be all about. And because of the obvious, Boeing is going to have some job cuts. I'm surprised it's only 2,500 workers, frankly. I would have thought it'd be 25,000 because they employ 160,000 people to build their jets. So they have been saying they'd cut 10% of the workforce. which is 16,000 people. I remember in years when the business has been bad, they cut off 30,000 jobs here and there. So part of it is linked to the pandemic, and part of it is linked to the problem with the 737. I think they're probably never going to build another one of those. They're going to convert it or change back to something that was more or less like what they had before with the last model of 737, I think it was a 900.
And do you think if they remove the middle seat, which it seems like most airlines are saying that's what they're going to do, or at least not book the middle seat, do you think that people will get so used to not having being crammed in with the middle that maybe flights will change forever?
Well, if that's the case, the prices will go up because their model is built on 90% capacity, and its passenger miles about 6 cents a mile per passenger. That's about what it cost them run a plane. So you figure 6 cents a passenger mile and what it costs. For example, the normal profit for doing a New York to L.A. run is about $50,000. And it costs them, if you can believe it, it's mind-blowing. It costs about $240,000 to operate an airplane across country for 5 hours. So, you know, between the fuel, what it costs for the plane, the crew, all of that stuff. So you really, you know, if you look around at the sea, and nobody pays the same price. There isn't one person in that plane that's paid the same price for a ticket as the person next to them. It's just, you know, it's whatever you can get on the day you're doing it and under the circumstances, what your relationship is with the airline, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Boeing has got problems with their employees, as you can imagine. Walt Disney World, talking about things that are looking up, Walt Disney, they're going to supposedly start welcoming guests back, Victoria, this summer in Orlando. They've been shut down at both places, haven't they, since March?
Mm-hmm.
I think both the, yeah, they've, and so they're going to open up Magic Kingdom on July 11th, and I guess some of the other ones July 15th. That's down in Florida. What are they doing in California? I have any information about that.
I don't know. California obviously hit harder than Florida, so
yes.
California might not be ready.
Be a little more tentative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And obviously they're going to be capping. They're probably. I'm guessing they'll do thermometer, you know, temperature checks.
Yeah.
Everyone wearing a mask, social distancing, things like that.
Yeah.
In California, I don't know where that ranks in terms of the phases of when stuff opens, so I'm not sure. But I think any place where you have a lot of people congregating is going to be a no.
Yep, I agree. And that's probably appropriate for the time anyway. Meanwhile, there are a couple of other things rolling around today. One of them is the circumstance with the riots in Minneapolis and Los Angeles and other big cities about what happened to the black guy killed at the hands of these four police officers. And then you know, what's going on? Some other comments. I don't know that much about the basketball. I know Steve Kerr is one of the important coaches. If your husband were around, he could probably add to this. But he's been one of these outspoken folks about what's going on with blacks and whites in America. He is closer to a lot of blacks because of his coaching, and the athletes in the basketball world are more black than white. So he's been very outspoken. And there's a group called the Players Coalition. It was founded a few years ago because of Colin Kaepernick. And they're really getting activated because of all of this stuff. So even though we've had conversation earlier about, well, maybe it's not as big a problem as we think it is because the news media overplays it.
I don't think that.
Any example of this is not acceptable.
Well, we haven't even gotten through the Ahmaud Arbery case.
Right.
That's we were just trying to figure out, you know, what the motivation was of those three guys, one a former cop, for shooting and killing him in cold blood. He was unarmed, not even bothering them, jogging by, and was hunted down by these three guys. We haven't even comprehended that. And now we've got this other extreme police brutality and murder. This is beyond police brutality. This is murder.
Kerr said, all we have to do is imagine if the roles were reversed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a...
it's something that white people just do not do enough of.
No. Mm-mm. No, think about it. So you are familiar with Larry Kramer and his passing. He was a very important AIDS activist. He was a writer, wrote a lot of good plays. So he died of pneumonia, but I'm guessing that that's complicated somewhat by HIV and maybe somewhat by COVID. Yes, do you think that's
The COVID thing is also could be. He's been living with HIV since the late 80s, and he took a lot of the trial drugs back then, which you really didn't become a mainstay until like the mid to late 90s is when the real treatment happened on a much more effective level. So he's been living with it for a very long time. No one has been able to really study how HIV affects your organs over a long period of time because everyone died from AIDS from it.
Right.
There haven't been many test subjects that you can study. So he had a liver transplant in 2001. That he basically got liver disease as a side effect of HIV.
Yeah, a lot of people did it early on. Yeah,
yeah. And so he got a liver transplant in 2001, and he passed away Wednesday morning. They, I guess, say it's pneumonia, but like you said, it could easily be COVID.
Yeah.
It could be.
Right.
Look, he was not in good health. He was 84 years old.
Not at all.
Very, very compromised immune system. So, but a lot of celebrities coming out and paying tribute to him. I certainly know every gay friend of mine says The Normal Heart, which was his Tony Award winning play, that basically told his story as a gay man. That's something that changed how artists approached AIDS and the AIDS epidemic. And Ryan Murphy, who's directed, he did Glee and a bunch of other things on TV, he then turned The Normal Heart into an HBO miniseries, and that starred Mark Ruffalo, Julia Roberts, Matt Bomer, Jim Parsons. There were a lot of good people in that. It won Golden Globes, I think, for several of the actors. So that was kind of a big deal, and that was in, I want to say, 2014, 2015 maybe. So his work has definitely stayed relevant since the 80s. He also was an activist, and at a time in the 80s, when late 80s, when people were, Ronald Reagan went on TV and called it the gay cancer. And so if anyone was gay, they were shunned like you wouldn't believe. You know, if we think that right now that it's bad to be an Asian American, when there's a lot of racism that's happening against Asian Americans, if you were even suspected to be gay, people just treated you like you were a leper. And it's and Larry Kramer was very active in trying to create a voice for the LGBT community at the time, because there was no one willing to throw them a lifeline. And it really wasn't until later on in the 90s when we saw Princess Diana, those iconic images of her hugging AIDS patients in the hospital and visiting them and touching them.
Yeah, she made it okay.
She normalized it. And,
yep, she did.
You know, and it always takes... until you
somebody
see it,
or something like that. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, until you absolutely really see how someone, was so brave and could, and on such a global level, it's like what she did with landmines, and helping the people who've been victimized by landmines. So every once in a while, somebody comes along who has that much of an influence, and that really changed changed people's hearts. It really made people more compassionate. And so it's, a lot of that has to do with what Larry Kramer did. So it's a lot of people noting, his passing and paying a lot of tribute, because he certainly
deserved
it.
Yep. Well, there are always activists in many different fields that come to the forefront at just the right time, shall we say. And then maybe if we go back to Steve Kerr for a moment, somebody like that calling attention to some of these things going on in the race relations world, maybe that'll bring about some changes. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The second Superman movie, right, Chucker? The most recent one was this, not the most recent one, but which in the series of Superman movies, where did this, the theme from the Man of Steel?
The Man of Steel, the first Superman movie that Henry Cavill did. This was the theme by Hans Zimmer. It's a pretty good score. Not maybe as good as the John Williams or iconic score from the Christopher Reeve Superman films, but it is a good score. You want to know why we're playing that?
Says you. Yes, Chucker, why are we playing the theme from the Man of Steel?
Warner Brothers is negotiating with Henry Cavill to return as Superman once again. I guess they cut ties with him and they wanted to go in a different direction, but they want him back. But here's the weird part. They want him back in the overall DC universe, but there's no plans to make a standalone Superman movie, which means he'll probably pop up in Shazam 2 or Aquaman 2 or some other DC movie, but they don't necessarily want to make a new Superman movie, which to me makes no sense. He's actually, I think, either, right? He's a good Superman. He's a really good
Superman.
They need to come back with some good
And I
thing.
Hated that Batman versus Superman movie because it was so stupid.
No, I see, here's the thing. Let me just go ahead for a second. Okay. I like Man of Steel. I thought the fight scene at the end went on way too long, but I thought it was a solid movie directed by Zack Snyder. Batman v Superman is one of the most polarizing movies made in the last 30 years. Either people love it or they hate it. A lot of people hate it. I actually, I'm a big fan. I think over time, that movie's going to find a nice generation of one. It's really good.
I like it. I'm more of a purist when it comes to Batman.
Yeah, I get it.
Flying and like in the, and just his suit just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know. He looked like Iron Man by the end of it.
I thought, well, he had to fight Superman, so he had to wear a special.
In what universe?
Remember, when you fight Superman, you just can't, muscle alone just ain't going to cut it. So, but I got to tell you, I think Ben.
That's a quarter of the day. All right, wait, let's go back to that for a second. Let me hear that again. With the Batman versus Superman, muscle just ain't going to cut it. There it is.
That's right. When you're Batman, you know push-ups ain't going to work fighting Superman. You got to wear a heavy-duty metal suit, you know? Yeah. You got to have smart Superman.
Yeah, I didn't like that part. That took me out of it. I didn't love it. But I love Henry Cavill, and I'm happy he's back.
I thought Ben Affleck was a great Bruce Wayne Batman also. Really, I thought it was fantastic. It's a shame he didn't get a chance to do a solo Batman movie.
So we're going to play you a piece of music, Chuck. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is a remake score. Phil, you got that there? From a contemporary group trying to put music behind a very iconic movie that was produced in 1923. All
right?
Boy. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well,
I like it.
I think it's bizarre.
It's supposed to be bizarre. I like it.
What is the movie?
This is the score. This is a redone score by a bunch of crazies from 2020 that are rescoring the Ten Commandments made in 1923 by Cecil B. DeMille. Why? Who would even come up with this unless you were really toked out of your mind in the first place? These guys are sitting around watching the Ten Commandments. Hey, man, let's make some music for that. That's old music.
I like the score to the other Ten Commandments a lot better.
Yeah, me too. Exactly.
That was iconic. Yeah. I got one other bit of movie news.
Yes!
Disney, who bought 20th Century Fox, so they control all those properties, moving forward with a new Planet of the Apes film, which will expand on the rebooted three films we saw over the last decade. They have a director, they have a script. I like those Planet of the Apes movies a lot. I thought they were really good. But I do love the original Planet of the Apes even more. It's a great franchise.
And your daughter, Sydney, went to the first one with you when she was 8 or something? How old was she when she was 8?
Yeah, I think so. First movie I ever took my daughter to was WALL-E, Disney's WALL-E.
Wally,
I didn't like it very much, I have to be honest. I know people love that movie. And then I took her to see The Incredible Hulk, and then she stood up on the chair and she said, "Hulk smash." And I knew she was my daughter. I knew, I had a feeling.
All right, we got that covered. Chuck Curry is our movie man here and has been for decades. The DJV show time is 59 past the hour. Thanks, Chucker.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.